Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, it's Melanie Taylor. Thank you so much for joining me on Odyssey Radio. And I'm very excited this morning to be joined by another lovely female. This is Jane Trombetta. She is the Chief Clinical Officer. She works through MedExpress Urgent Care. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit about Jane's past. Before we get into the height of what we're going to be discussing right now is a lot about COVID and allergies and what's the differences. And I think everybody in the world right now is wondering some of those answers to those questions. But good morning, Jane. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Melanie. Pleasure to be here.
So Jane, I know because I've got the notes prior to everybody listening a little bit about your past, but for those now just tuning in, I want you to tell everybody exactly your title, but tell everybody where you're from and a little bit about your schooling.
Sure. So I am Jane Trombetta. I am the Chief Clinical Officer at MedExpress Urgent Care. I have been at MedExpress for about 8 years. And before coming here, I got most of my clinical experience as a registered nurse in a hospital setting here in Pittsburgh, where I worked about 35 years in the emergency department and the intensive care unit. And I am also faculty at two universities, so I get the opportunity to teach nursing, which I love. And I live in the North Hills.
Now,
and probably most importantly, too, is I'm a mom and I've raised three sons and now have a grandson. So a lot of my experience as a nurse also ties in with my experience as a mom. So I'm sure all the parents on the line can understand how these healthcare issues come up in real day-to-day living.
Amen. That's true. And Jane, that is awesome. The locality of it and, you know, you living right now in the North Hills, and I've talked to many MedExpress workers in the past, but it's really nice to have that connection right now that you're here locally and we're speaking on the phone. So it makes me a little bit happy too.
Great.
Let me ask you this though. When was that transition for you? Being 30 to 35 years in the emergency room, I can't imagine what you saw, the trauma, what you've had to deal with. When was that decision in your life that, okay, I want to transition out of that?
Yeah, I think it was just opportunity that presented itself. I had moved into some of the more administrative area of nursing with quality and risk management, and then had an opportunity to come to MedExpress and use some of my skills, my clinical skills and administrative skills. And it's just been a really great fit for me here at MedExpress.
That's awesome. So throughout the interview, I was telling Jane off the air this morning that we're going to give the website, which is super easy throughout the interview. It is MedExpress.com. Jane Trombetta is the Chief Clinical Officer for MedExpress. And we're talking this morning on Odyssey Radio. It's Melanie Taylor. I'm very honored that she joined me. I'm sure she's extremely busy. So for us that might not understand exactly what a Chief Clinical Officer does and is, can you explain that this morning, Jane?
Sure. So as a registered nurse here at MedExpress, I am responsible for oversight of our clinical operations within our urgent care centers. And as you know, we have centers in 16 states, 187 as of today. And so I'm responsible for making sure that we provide good, high quality care to our patients. And I also have oversight of our training department and our quality and risk management departments as well. So it all kind of pulls together to make sure that we give the best care to our patients every day.
That's wonderful. Now, I live about 45 miles south of the city of Pittsburgh. I'm just started my 25th year in broadcasting in the city of Pittsburgh. And when I drive to work every day, now that we're back in studio to and from work, the amount of MedExpress urgent cares that I pass is quite large. And that's not a bad thing. They seem to be popping up and they're everywhere.
Right. We actually have 15 in the immediate Pittsburgh area. So this has been a wonderful place for us to grow over the years. We love the Pittsburgh market and we love taking care of the patients here at home.
That's wonderful. We're talking this morning to Jane Trombetta. She is the Chief Clinical Officer, MedExpress Urgent Care. The website is medexpress.com. We'll give that to you throughout the interview this morning. It's Melanie Taylor. Thank you so much for joining us on Odyssey Radio this morning. So we might circle back around then in the middle of the interview in case someone just joins late, Jane, and doesn't know exactly who we're talking to and what your background is. But let's get into what I think I've talked to my children about 52 million times per day, and my neighbors and my friends, is the seasonal allergies seem to be a little bit, I don't know if this is even a correct word, stronger this year. And now we're dealing with this pandemic and the vaccinations and COVID. So can you talk a little bit about seasonal illnesses like allergies and COVID?
Sure, I can. So this is a common question that comes up is how do I know if I'm not feeling well and I have symptoms, do I need to go get tested for COVID or can I manage it at home? And so with seasonal allergies coming up and it being the springtime and we're seeing the trees have started to bloom or actually have gotten past that early blooming stage, but the grass is growing and we're outside, people do develop symptoms such as runny nose, congestion, itchy eyes. And they say, oh, my throat's a little scratchy as well. Could I have COVID? So it's a difficult decision to make. But I think first off, we should think about what are allergies and what are they caused by? So we all know that if you're allergic to something, it means you should avoid it. But allergies, as we're speaking of seasonal allergies, usually relate to some sensitivity that you, your body has to pollen or to some type of an allergen in the environment. So if you cut the grass and you come in the house and you can't stop scratching your eyes or your nose gets all stuffy after being off on the soccer field or you've done something outdoors like gardening and you have these symptoms, you probably have some type of allergy. So you can always check with your primary care physician and get tested for allergies, but that's kind of how you feel if you have allergies to pollen or seasonal allergies. Now, COVID is a little different, as we all know. We've lived through this for about a year now, but COVID can also cause symptoms such as irritation of the nose and the throat and runny nose. And so if you have to decide, do I have COVID or do I have allergies? I think the best thing to do is kind of think it through what triggered my symptoms. If you are triggered after being outside or you have a history of allergies or seasonal symptoms, you probably can think it through and decide whether it's something you've experienced before or your child has experienced before or whether this is something new. I do want to mention one thing about allergies, and that is asthma. So some people have an allergy that affects their airways, and so they get tight in their chest and they have what we call wheezing, which is like a high-pitched sound. A lot of children are diagnosed with asthma. Asthma complicates this whole, is it COVID, is it allergies, in that it affects the respiratory system and it can cause coughing and it can make someone short of breath if you have an exacerbation of asthma. So if you have a child or you yourself have asthma, you have to be just a little bit more careful when making the decision, is it COVID or is it allergies? But most people kind of know themselves and they know what helps their asthma, whether it's an inhaler to stop bouts of asthma or to treat it. If that inhaler works, that's probably an indication, at least in favor of it being the asthma versus COVID. So, yeah. And Melanie, you know what? Let me just tell you briefly.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
We have all lived through this for a year, but COVID symptoms, cough, shortness of breath, fever, chills, body aches, headache, you feel sick. You have COVID. Most people feel sick enough to come home from school or to stay home from work. There are the people who have had the advantage of a very mild case of COVID. They haven't felt too bad and they were managed to get through it. And as we know, there's a lot of people who have not been so fortunate. But COVID symptoms tend to affect your whole body a little bit more than allergy symptoms do. And they don't respond to over-the-counter allergy medications like allergies would.
That makes perfect sense. But I will tell you this. I'm going to ask you a follow-up question. We're talking this morning to Jane Trombetta, the Chief Clinical Officer at MedExpress Urgent Care. MedExpress.com, of course, an easy website to remember. This is Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio. Thank you for joining us this morning. As a mom, Jane, also, you have children also. when you see a spike in, say, the COVID-19 cases, whether that be in any school district, any event, and your children are suffering from seasonal allergies like both of mine do, you still feel the need to, oh my goodness, I don't want to send my child to school. I probably am 98% certain this is seasonal allergies, but A, I still want to get them tested. I want to keep them home. I don't want to expose them because what if it's just that 1%? What if this isn't actually a seasonal allergy and it could be COVID-19. I think that's what a lot of parents and children are suffering with this, you know, these past 15 months. Do you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. I think it's a very tough decision. And I think the more experienced you are as a parent, the more you know your child and you've seen these kind of symptoms before, but you're still going to have that element of doubt. Like, could they have picked up COVID? Could they have a mild case? And so in situations like that, you have an option of trying the routine medications that are okayed by your primary care doctor or pediatrician. If it's an over-the-counter antihistamine, decongestant, something like that. If it doesn't resolve the symptoms, or if you're unsure or just uncomfortable, keep your child home from school. Check with a pediatrician. You know, you can always come to MedExpress. We're there 7 days a week, 8 to 8. But we are there to help people know, do I need to be tested or not tested? So it's a tough call. But I think on a day-to-day basis, you just have to kind of work through the odds and make your decision based on that.
Yeah, good advice. And you did mention just there too, MedExpress is 8 to 8 daily, correct?
That is correct. 7 days a week.
And I think everybody, especially with working from home or whether you're hybrid or whether you're back in the office, I think those hours, especially with what we've seen during this pandemic, now we have a hope for a better tomorrow with vaccinations. I think those hours really truly help the working folks and the kids out there that, you know, need somebody to drive them, but, you know, need to get tested for something. So the hours are always there for you and they're there 7 days a week at MedExpress.
Correct. And it's nice when the pediatrician's office closes or if they're not there on the weekends. We are there whenever anybody needs us.
All right. We're talking this morning to Jane Trombetta, the Chief Clinical Officer, MedExpress Urgent Care. The website is really easy. I'm sure we've all seen them and been there. MedExpress.com. Any questions? Jane had said a little earlier in the interview, I believe you said there were 15 locations, correct, in the Pittsburgh area?
Correct. In the immediate Pittsburgh area, there are 15.
Right. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio. Thank you for joining us this morning. So, Jane, if you can speak a little bit now on what MedExpress sees locally in terms of allergies, and maybe right now, are you seeing an increase in people coming in getting tested because they're not quite sure what it is? Is this an allergy or is this a COVID-19 test that I need?
Right. So we're accustomed to seeing people that come in with sneezing, runny nose, stuffy congestion, itchy, watery eyes. You know, those types of symptoms are common in the spring, and especially now when we do have that element of doubt about COVID. So we are able to have a provider evaluate everybody who comes in to say, is this the best thing for me to get tested or not tested or my child to be tested? We can do the rapid test in the urgent care center and get a result within 15 minutes if a provider feels that it needs to be done. And we can also send out a test to the lab to verify as well. But pollen counts are certainly up in the Pittsburgh area. We've seen a lot of people who are concerned, just like we're talking today. I mean, what to do? Where do I come in, get tested, or not be tested? So we certainly understand how people are thinking through this.
And Jane, the pollen levels, like you mentioned, are just huge. I can see one of my cars in my driveway when I come out in the morning. It's literally like caked on the windshield, on the top of the trunk. My daughter at school the other day said that they went outside for a little bit. She saw it on benches. It seems like it's just completely heightened this year.
Absolutely. And you know, the drier it is, the worse it is. And the windier days are tough. And if we get a day of rain like we had this week, that kind of helps to pull that pollen count down. But it's funny, you can see in the news, like in the morning, the weather reports, they'll often tell you the pollen count if it's high or low. I mean, certainly if you are suffering from seasonal allergies, try to stay indoors when it's really high and you see all that yellow pollen on your windshield and on your patio furniture. If you really do suffer, you should keep your windows closed. You your air conditioning as it gets a little bit warmer. And for goodness sakes, don't put clothes out to dry anywhere. Don't put towels from the pool out on the chair, on the patio or deck. I mean, it's better to use the dryer, bring everything indoors if you have someone in the family that has allergies.
That's good advice, and that's very true. We're talking this morning to Jane Trombetta, Chief Clinical Officer, MedExpress Urgent Care. The website is medexpress.com. It is Melanie Taylor. Thank you so much for joining us here on Odyssey Radio. We have about, 10 to 12 minutes left talking with Jane this morning. And I got to ask you, because it's coworkers, it's children, it's myself. There seems to be so many different concoctions of what you can try. Immunotherapy, over-the-counter, stuff for allergies. What can you give us some allergy ideas for relief on what we can try, whether that be OTC over-the-counter or what maybe you've seen work in some of the patients that you've seen in the past couple of months?
Yeah, I wish there was a magic solution to that. I mean, once you have symptoms and you know they're allergies, what you can find over the counter that best suits your needs is your best bet. Now, some allergy medications are no drowsy, so they won't make you sleepy during the day. Others will help you sleep if you can't get clear nose to fall asleep at night. There's nasal sprays, there's eye drops. I mean, there's a host of different medications that you can try to make yourself feel a little bit better. And for those who really suffer, like just cannot stand the spring, it just becomes disruptive, can see an allergist and actually get tested and receive allergy shots. So, I mean, there are people that get to the point where they just need to take that extra step and see a specialist. But in general, if you just kind of shop around, you can always check with your pharmacist or your physician and try to figure out what works best for you. But if you're outside, come in, get a shower, change your clothes. Don't bring that pollen in on yourself and then plop down on the couch and then wonder why your nose is still stuffy. When you're outside and come in, take that shower. And change your clothes.
That's true. I just was at a college, actually, graduation party outside, and we've been having some very hot days here in the city of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania, and one of the girls had to remove herself literally from outside and was like, I'm done. I can't even open my eyes. I can't breathe. I'm so tired for some of the meds that I did take, which were, of course, the non-drowsy. And she was like, this is when I have to say goodbye to everybody. Congratulations, but I need to just step inside and go take a shower and lay down.
Hey, Melanie, one thing that might actually help, and I know we're all tired of face masks, believe me, I understand that. But if you are outside and you want to go watch one of your kids' soccer games or, lacrosse, whatever it might be, and you know you're going to be outside, if you wear a face mask, you may have a little bit of relief. Like, I have a neighbor who wears a mask when he mows the lawn. So it's a matter of protecting yourself from breathing in quite so much of that pollen. It may help.
That's a great idea. In fact, just the other day, you're right, Jane, I saw somebody cutting grass and they did have a mask on. And I thought to myself, is that allergies or is that COVID? But then I thought, well, no, he's probably smart. Maybe the pollen count's horrible. Maybe he's just trying to help his allergies, right?
Right.
Yeah. We're talking this morning to Jane Trombetta, Chief Clinical Officer of MedExpress Urgent Care. The website is medexpress.com. It's Melanie Taylor. Thank you so much for joining us on Odyssey Radio this morning. All right, let's flip back around to COVID. So we know that, there's a hope for a better tomorrow. We are being vaccinated. The numbers are going down. Vaccination numbers are going up. I know everybody in my household is vaccinated outside of somebody that it's not of age right now in my household that can get it. She will be very soon. And give us still some suggestions on how we still, outside of the mask wearing, because if you're comfortable and still wearing a mask, wear the mask, be safe, help others. We don't want to spread anything to one another. But what are some, advice, Jane, that you can give us on how we can protect ourselves from maybe getting sick this spring and summer?
Sure. So I would ask that everybody, if you haven't done so already, take a look at the website for the Center for Disease Control. I mean, the CDC has a beautiful website, a lot of information that's really usable. It's not all technical medical jargon. It's really user-friendly to take a look at and see if you can get some tips for that. But other than wearing a mask and staying a little bit distanced from other people, that 6 feet rule really still should apply. And making sure that if you haven't had the vaccine to get it, it is safe to get. And it really, really can make a big difference for yourself and your family members. And if you're around someone who's coughing and sneezing or looks ill, you want to stay away from that person. Wash your hands, keep that hand sanitizer in the car door. We all got accustomed to having it in our pockets and purses. Keep that up. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
If you are in a public setting and you touch a high touch surface like a doorknob or a light switch or an elevator button, wash your hands and don't touch your face. I think we've gotten so good at that because we've been wearing face masks that we haven't inoculated ourselves with the flu virus and other respiratory viruses. I think many of us can say we didn't have a cold all winter. And it's likely because we didn't touch a high touch surface and then touch our nose or face. So keep those things in mind. Good hand hygiene and good infection prevention measures can go a long way.
Oh, Jane, it's so true. I was such a face toucher. And, you know, I still work on that religiously now, even prior to the pandemic, it was, you know, bad. And now I'm like more vigilant now watching. But you're so right. I think we realize what we did prior to all of this. And now I look at some of the things and I think that was kind of gross. Why are we not wearing face masks and doing some other things a little differently now? Because, you know, it's a new world. We've adapted to a new custom, a new normal. And you think, oh my goodness, this is really a better way to protect us from getting sick, you know?
Absolutely.
All right. So we have about 5 minutes left, 5-6 minutes left. If somebody's just joining right now, we're talking to Jane Trombetta, a chief clinical officer. I want you, Jane, to just tell everybody a little bit about your background again and what you're doing now as a chief clinical officer at MedExpress.
Sure. So I've been at MedExpress for 8 years. I came here from the hospital setting where I had about 35 years experience as an emergency room nurse and a nurse in the intensive care unit, then did a lot of work with quality and risk management, and then came on over to MedExpress. And here I'm able to use my clinical background, my understanding of how to provide good, safe patient care, and able to provide some influence on how we provide care in our centers every day, our policies, our procedures, how we take care of patients and keep the quality and the safety at the forefront. So love what I do. Could not be happier with my job. I
can tell. I mean, I do a lot of these interviews and I can tell the passion. It's very easy talking with you. And, you know, when you know something and go to work every day and love it, it's not necessarily a job. And that surely doesn't sound like, you know, a job that you're getting up every day for. And oh my goodness, you just are very passionate about what you do.
Absolutely am.
We're talking lucky. Once again. Yeah, very lucky. Very good. That's good. We're talking with Jane Trombetta this morning, Chief Clinical Officer of MedExpress Urgent Care. I've been giving the website throughout the interview. It's super easy. It's medexpress.com. It's Melanie Taylor from Odyssey Radio. Thank you for joining us this morning. And I wanted to circle back around 4 or 5 minutes left here. I wanted to circle back around on, I think, one of the most important things that you said earlier in the interview about asthma and COVID-19 with everyone deciphering about a seasonal allergy. Talk a little bit about how that correlation with COVID-19 and asthma is.
Sure. You know, it's really funny, but I think we all probably know someone who has asthma or a child that we have, one of our kids has a friend with asthma, but it's like, there's like 25 million Americans that have asthma. So it's when your lungs react to a particular trigger. It's an allergic type of reaction of the airways. And it's common enough that we really have to be aware that if you have asthma, you may have bouts of coughing and you may have bouts of wheezing and maybe require the use of inhaler to try to get some relief of symptoms. And it gets a little concerning with COVID. I think people that have had COVID and are also asthmatic may have had a rougher time because their lungs are already sensitive to any type of allergen. And so COVID is a virus and it's an allergic, it will stimulate similar allergic type reaction when it gets down into the lungs. So the people with asthma certainly have had a rough year this past year, but you just have to be aware if you're an asthmatic, be a little extra careful.
And this might be a silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyway and laugh in your head. Don't laugh out loud at me, but I think it's a legit question. I don't know. Could you actually have a cough and it just be in a result of having allergies?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. So it wasn't a silly question then.
No, you can get a cough from irritating your airways, from breathing something in, or just, you know, from the air being extremely dry. Sometimes it's taking a hot shower, you'll eliminate some of that irritation in your airway, but absolutely you can have a cough, or maybe it's just a cold, a simple cold where you've got a little bit of congestion in your throat. And certainly people shouldn't smoke, but those who do probably do experience some coughing as a result, you know, of that habit.
Good. And let's just touch upon very quickly, Jane, this morning, thank you for joining me, about the correlation between a seasonal allergy and COVID-19, and just tell us a little bit of the differences again. So if somebody's catching this interview late and they're thinking, oh my goodness, I think I'm suffering with allergies, I've really never been tested, maybe they're seasonal because of pollen, or is this COVID-19? Just touch upon that.
Okay, so sure. So if you have symptoms, here's the ones that cross over. So these are the symptoms that could be COVID, could be allergy, and it would be like nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, a dry cough, even a scratchy throat. So those are symptoms that could be either one. Mm-hmm. But remember that COVID tends to be accompanied with fever, aching, chills, you know, I got to stay home from school or work type feelings. So if you're having those crossover symptoms, the upper respiratory nasal type sneezing, dry cough symptoms, but you don't have any of those other symptoms of body aches, headache, chills, fever, probably it's not COVID, but it could be. So that's where you have to make a decision. And if you're in doubt, call your doctor or stop at MedExpress. We can do a quick rapid test if our provider feels it's indicated. But basically, you just have to know your own situation and your own body or your children. If they have a history of allergies and this is the same time as last year, that will help you make a decision. But if you're in doubt, you can always get a rapid COVID test.
That's really helpful because if a parent is listening right now, even if you're a grandma, even if you're a caregiver, a guardian, an aunt, an uncle, it is really important, especially with the kids under the age of 12 that might have allergies, but also might be carriers, especially now with a lot of them that cannot at this moment get vaccinated for COVID-19. It's good to know the differences and it's really helpful, especially me speaking, I'm going to speak for myself as a parent, to know that, you know, that decision and the decipher between the two. So I truly appreciate that this morning, Jane. It has been nothing but a pure pleasure. We've been talking this morning, the whole morning, with Jane Trombetta, the Chief Clinical Officer MedExpress Urgent Care. And like I said, Jane said it's very easy to find any MedExpress. And of course, the website is super easy. It's MedExpress.com. And Jane, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and helping the Odyssey family with this.
Oh, Melanie, thank you. It was a pleasure talking with you and sharing some of this advice for the listeners. And I appreciate you spending the time with me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.